Hey everyone, and welcome to Lighto Podcast. In this new episode, we are just here, Mateo.
Me?
And me. Exactly, basically. But this time, we are really happy to be here in 2019. We want to start really putting to work with our podcast, with this podcast. So without further ado, today we're going to talk about voice assistant.
That is going to break the market. This 2019 is coming with a lot of force. It has been coming from like the last 2 years, but this year, 2019 and 2020, is going to be crazy.
Exactly. These devices are coming to the mainstream. A lot of people got Alexa devices and Google Home for Christmas. And we see how in CES it's been a big present about voice and about voice assistant with Google and with Amazon. Also, a lot of different companies are making deals with Alexa to integrate Alexa and Google Assistant technology in their own devices. We see companies like Sonos, even Samsung in their TVs. Everyone wants to get into voice.
And there is even emerging like software companies focused only on Alexa skills, and this is because it's going to be the new app store of voice. That what happened with mobile phones, I think it's going to happen with Alexa in the next incoming years.
Exactly. We have to say that we have purchased our first Alexa devices.
Exactly.
We're supposed to be subjective here in every damn team about technology, and we are kind of. But we decided to try Alexa and see how it goes.
Yeah, I think it's important for those that are into technology to at least buy one for trying it out. It's only $30. It's not that expensive. Now it's going to be a bit difficult, no, Victor, to buy one, maybe?
Yeah, that's the thing. It surprised me how, well, the first of all, the version that we got is the new, well, the Echo Dot, the cheapest one, but it's a new version, basically. Is £49, I think, in the UK. But the thing is the stock is out. So basically, it's out of stock for like a month. Now, right now, today, if you want to buy the exact model that we bought,
today, 13th of January.
Yeah, you have to wait until the end of February, and even the white version, 2 or 3 of March. So.
Which is crazy for a physical product.
Exactly, and a product from Amazon. Actually,
yeah, exactly.
You know? So
there are so many suppliers.
That surprised me a lot, actually. Hmm. So, I don't know. We'll see. We can't wait to get our hands onto this device and try it.
And they're not selling only well on the Amazon Alexa itself, but also like on supplementary devices, like, for example, a heat speaker that works also with Alexa, a blind that works also with Alexa. These kind of new hardware devices that are in our lives, like washing machines and so on, they're getting this kind of Alexa integrated. This comes also basically from the fact that we are getting small computers, small CPUs into most of our everyday basic objects like washing machines, laundries, even tables or doors, lights. Everything has now a computer connected to it, a small computer.
Exactly, and voice is going to be the medium to interact with all this technology, basically. That's why it makes so much sense. And that's why all these companies now want to get a deal with Amazon, with Alexa, or Google Assistant. It's going to be tight, to be honest. We chose Alexa because we thought that the ecosystem itself is more developed. In general, no. Even though Google is making a big effort, they're investing a lot of money into that. Even I remember last year with the Google I/O, everybody was really surprised how the Google Assistant like called to make a booking something like that,
and
it was really amazing. But at today, Alexa has like more skills, or at least it's more open to, you know.
And don't forget to the Home Assistant that Apple is selling, because Apple was one of the first ones that were using this kind of voice controller devices. Like with Siri, they started with phones, but now they're creating their own like hardware devices for being assistants, like Alexa and so on. They're getting slightly into the market, but obviously they're not going to be as successful as those. They were one of the ones that invented it, but they're getting a bit behind.
Yeah, the thing is the HomePod, the Google HomePod, the Apple HomePod, it ended really well because it was like a really premium speaker, like the price.
And it was basically like an extension of Siri, but like you have it on your phone, why would you buy one thing else?
Exactly, Siri is still the king in mobile devices, but now that voice is migrating to smart and connected homes and all that, Apple is getting behind in that sense.
And even think that we're having like many mobile assistants, like even Samsung with Bixby and so on, that you can speak to, but home assistants like Alexa or Google, they're like quite unique right now.
And in terms of price, the good thing is, well, Google is doing the same as well, but they have like a smaller version which is cheaper. It's like relatively cheaper, and then they have the bigger with offer. It's basically like more quality sounds because it's a bigger device. Or they have the one with the Echo Spot. We have like small screen. You can interact with that as well. And they have one that have like a bigger screen. But the prices go from the Echo Dot. The new version is £49.99, and the most expensive device is £139. The Echo Plus, which is basically like a big speaker, is the same, but I guess so if you listen a lot of music and all the stuff, that will be
or
the
even
choice.
TV or whatever.
It's not that bad, and also now you can choose your favorite speaker brand like Sonos, which they sell
Even especially like that, like some years ago, a couple of years ago, they were like over £100. Alexa and Google, they have lowered the price down quite a lot these incoming years.
Exactly. So we're basically really pumped to receive the device and obviously to test and see how we can develop our own skills and get into programming and all that. You know? So
yeah, and with that, I want to link that if you are a developer, if you are into tech, like software industry, you should right now put your hands on trying or testing Alexa skills, developing Alexa skills software. I don't think it's going to be that hard to develop them. I've been taking a look at it. It's, even Amazon is helping you with the ID and so on. So, and the IPY, so.
Yeah, and you basically have two options to build Alexa skills on top of the Alexa like base, so it's basically easier, or you kind of build it from scratch from the beginning. So that's the good thing of Amazon, that they allow you to do whatever you want, and they give you the medium to do it. No, that's why I think in terms of the community and the different customization, is gonna help a lot to grow as a community and to get
more open source and so on. I think it's definitely worth it to put your hands onto it as soon as possible to try to test it, even if you don't have Alexa, to at least test it and maybe launch an app or whatever.
Yeah, and I have to say, comparing with Google Assistant, which is, you know, the biggest competitor obviously right now, there is stuff like that's not related to technology or the ecosystem. It might sound like, you know, that is not that important, but it is at the end of the day, the mainstream user doesn't understand that much well the ecosystem behind or the different skill or all of that, no? But in daily uses, for example, just with the name, the Alexa is more catchy, it's more even practical than say, hey Google.
You're giving the device a personality, you're giving the device like a human feeling, most like easy for friendly and for us.
And that mental connection that you're doing, just personating the device into Alexa, into this person, is gonna help a lot to make you to be more comfortable interacting with
even for interacting during your family and so on, because assistant looks like or more like a servant, like someone that is apart from your daily basis, you know.
Yeah, Alexa has their own personality, you know, and also it sounds more natural, at least. I mean, we only have seen it in videos and all the stuff, no? But at least the voice or the way that it sounds more like, I don't know if the name or whatever it is, but it sounds more natural, like you're talking with someone, you know?
Yeah, and now for those that are listening to us and that don't really know where you can use Alexa, I think we should like go over some kind of like the practical uses you can use it, or like even for the funny moments of it.
Yep, that's right. I mean, the basic things is, well, with Alexa, you can do a lot of things, no? It's basically like a personal assistant that it can give you the basic information, like what is the weather, or even you have your agenda, the news, all that kind of information that you normally will share on your phone or
yeah,
your
or spend laptop. Hours sharing, like looking for it.
Exactly, in just like with one command, you will get it right away. That's the basic things that you wake up and you just say Alexa, what is the news or whatever. You just say like you can even choose which is the news sources where you want to get your daily update.
Right.
Like they have BBC, like many different ones. They have their own app. So you can select with the app in your smartphone, you can select which application are gonna be the native one or the one that Alexa is gonna take the information from it, no? So that's why it makes it so customizable and so unique in that sense, where Google is more like they're more fixed and they have a huge ecosystem behind, because it's Google, obviously they have all these services that you can interact with, but it's that customization. You remember to how Android were, no, and it that can mean a big step for let's say, well,
a lot of
anyway,
progress. Yeah,
let's focus in the different things that you can do, like.
Yeah, for example, even like not only focusing on the practical things of getting news, getting everything, but also like the entertainment. For example, you're having a party, a night party with your friends. You can play drinking games with them and with Alexa that suggests you information. Even for your daily basis, if you have a dog, you can ask Alexa, what was the result of X match or what is something for? And Alexa will reply with information that seeks around the internet and the one that looks the best.
Yeah, you have the basic things that is native from Alexa, but then the most important thing is what is happening now. It's gonna happen this new.
I think it has a lot of potential for creating new things that can be done. Like even for artists, this can be a new path for.
Yeah, stuff. Right now most of the applications are related to news or games, like different, as you mentioned, different interaction, like entertainment, something like that. But the good thing is, when we're gonna see how Alexa is gonna be integrating more devices, in even we mentioned in Lighter News, like IKEA and its partnership with Alexa to create a device that shut down the
smartphones, a lot of smartphones
in your Windows, for example. So a lot of different functionalities,
like controllers,
exactly that with Alexa as a medium to interact with it is going to make way more practical and more.
And just the fact that it's open source, like that everyone can create their own Alexa skills, gives a lot of potential, because maybe you don't have that many ideas of what it can do a voice controller, but many other people can really think and really develop their own ideas and can really take all the juice from this technology.
Exactly. Another thing, for example, we see a lot of like corporations doing like bank application,
yeah, finance,
all these different. It's basically the same, all these corporations and banks and all the stuff, they already have like apps for your smartphone to basically give you more information or more accessible to that information in that sense. So what they are doing here is just migrating that usability into voice, into Alexa, so you have it in your phone, in your laptop, whatever, but then you can get it even faster with using voice, no?
Yeah.
So that's why it's going to be basically an extension of all the different apps, plus the native functionalities that Alexa have.
And I want to make like a small point, like a general overview of what is this all tending us. We have seen it with mobile phones, we've seen it with voice. All these kind of new technologies are driving like basically what we're used to do with a device that now we can do only with our brains. So basically mobile phones are almost like an extension of us. We don't have to go to the computer, we have it in our pockets. For Alexa, we don't even have to enter in a mobile phone. We have it in our brain. We just have to say the word or like search whatever we think of, and we have it in our brain. The technology is just supporting these kind of things.
That's true. It saves time and also eliminates the friction of having to type.
So maybe this trend leads us to a future where we can insert technology devices in our brains and entering the internet like just by thoughts and so on.
Exactly, go even further, like, and
like a mix between biology and technology that we are seeing right now, and then it tends for that direction, you know.
Yeah, it's very interesting, yeah, to see how.
And it's interesting also to see how these new technologies, because it's great, it's fancy and so on, how they're going to affect society, like teenagers, people that was born already with Alexa in their houses, how they're going to change their perspective of the world, you know, these kind of things.
Yeah, that's true. Here, like babies and small, yeah, they speak with Alexa.
Exactly.
So the case with the parents, they came down and they hear like a voice, like, what is this? And it's exactly. Like the kid that is talking with
doing Alexa, the homework, you know? With Alexa, yeah.
So, like, even a small baby, they don't know what it is, and but they just exactly. Basically all
it's gonna
to
affect
see,
their,
you know,
their future culture is gonna change the way we look at things and we interact with things, like mobile phones did. It's also gonna bring some problems, obviously, like mobile phones did, like all the technology that people doesn't know how to use it rightly.
And the key is there is a lot of new technologies and a lot of things, trends that came, but the things like out that like voice that it save you time, which is one of the most important
or even phones or
is what it lasts forever, you know, because it makes everything faster and easier,
especially
and
if it gets as cheap as it's getting, like for being able to be reached by everyone. I mean, Alexa is cheaper than a normal phone, so and everyone almost in the world has a phone right now, so you can see this progress towards this direction.
That's true, actually, yeah.
And obviously, there are going to arise new problems with it, like security problems. We're seeing, like, some YouTubers getting their home address from donations and so on. That
We've seen that, basically, almost anyone that is in your space, well, through the streaming is more radical by your
home. Yeah, exactly. So put a radical example.
Yeah, but imagine that you're in your home.
You have guests.
Obviously, Alexa is intelligent, but not much intelligent to differentiate.
Not exactly. Still as much, yeah.
I think it can recognize voice, but still, I guess you can access to like generic information,
contact numbers, and so on.
Like history of the chair on Google or whatever, and that kind of information that anyone that is in your home or in it can be anyone, but it's still not perfect, no?
Yeah, obviously these kind of like security problems arise with every new technology. But the things to overcome them as soon as possible are, and if you're going to develop a skill, have that in mind for making it as secure as possible to the user.
Yeah, for example, we've seen like, I guess like, if you're a parent and you have kids or something, your kid can say like, Alexa, like order a new PS4.
Exactly,
<you know>?
Exactly.
And then, and then you have to cancel or whatever you can solve by still.
Or then
you
know, the kids that doesn't do their homework, they just ask Alexa whatever and they get that done.
Well, that would be allowed. I mean, if you're smart and you use the system, you use
the technology,
you know? That's what it's meant to be right now, like the educational system. Well, we don't want to get into that, but what my point was that right now we have like a computer in our pocket, so you know.
And I was wondering if maybe with this kind of, because with mobile phones we enter with a new social media area that is not only in the computers but also our phones. Maybe that would happen also with Alexa skills.
Yeah.
That social media will get into there.
That's gonna be one of my focus point of this DR to figure out what it's gonna be like
the next hit.
The next things that. The problem with innovation is that like everybody is looking to the things that we already know, like social media,
exactly.
And you mentioned something like that. But with a new medium, with a new way of interacting, it's completely
changes.
Different. The potential is there as in social media and how we see it, but the difficult thing obviously is to predict how and what exactly it's gonna be. It's gonna be something for sure, but we don't know yet. But still as you mentioned, like learning from the history of how social media arrived and all that.
Yeah, maybe new stars, like new teenager stars in Alexa skills, these kind of things, you know, that would be.
Yeah, you know what I was thinking, this is just a random thought, but I was thinking like a Tinder just with boys.
get a date on boys.
Yeah, well, but like basically it's like Tinder, but the only thing that you instead of what seeing a photo, you listen to the voice of that person.
Oh, yeah.
So it's like a first like hints like that. It's not that.
And we're seeing that right now, even voice, like many people instead of writing WhatsApp direct messages, they just send audio. So it's kind of the future, you know,
yeah.
For communication.
Yeah, but imagine, so you have your Tina, and you basically hear like one cent there. You have to,
exactly.
We have like 30 seconds to cultivate the person that is listening to you, and then you swipe right or left, you know.
That's all right. I would agree, actually.
So if anyone is listening, please don't copy. I will after this podcast, I will patent.
All the ASMR kids there.
It's already a patent. No, but... You know, there's a lot of different potential options, you know.
I just want to see how these new generations play with it and get completely integrated with this new technology,
mm-hmm.
and see it as a normal thing, as a daily basis thing.
Yeah. Well, I was thinking, I mean, it kind of sound good, but I still, you can do it in your phone just with listening to the voice like that,
yeah.
You know?
But if you have it integrated in all your houses, in all your rooms, that's mm-hmm. going to change the game.
Yeah, that's true. I guess the environment, the context where you are, define the functionality or if it make more or less sense. No, for example, a voice Tinder like that wouldn't make that much sense with a screen because you see it and it's better.
Excel.
But maybe when you are in just voice, it makes sense.
Or texting with Alexa, basically, like sending messages or so on.
Yeah, well, what do you think is faster? It's faster to ask like a few things, but to maintain a conversation.
Yeah, that's because, for example, when you type something, you have time for thinking what you're gonna say. But if you're talking, it's kind of more.
The thing is like it's faster to speak than type, obviously, but it's faster to read than listen, isn't it?
Yeah, that's also true, because even sometimes when you listen to WhatsApp audios, you're like, okay, I already know this step. If I would have read, I could jump like two lines.
If you want to hear the voice message or something like that in your WhatsApp, in your Alexa, that would be like an extra functionality.
And that would be cool, great.
Like that. But otherwise, it would be like a call, no? You just call.
Exactly, yeah. We already have that thing.
Say hello to mom, and then your mom say hi. Alexa respond like, your mom say hello too. You know.
This like there was one tweet of one guy that was saying like, I wish WhatsApp would let people to send voice messages at the same time. And then they were saying like, that's basically calling. It's been invented like 200 years ago.
Exactly. And we go back instead of advancing.
We're always going back. Like now the trend of podcasts is like before with the radio, you know. Like that, rediscovering.
That's true. It's true, actually. I debate my mind all, the same thing.
History is basically rediscovering what we had and improving it.
It's basically improving the radio to the digital era, basically.
Exactly.
That's it,
and we're going to improve the houses with these kind of devices, with Alexa, with Internet of Things that has a lot of potential.
I think that's going to be the key, Mateo. We have to figure out how to do two step back. Mm-hmm. To like advance in that way, so
exactly,
Our first application or skill for data is gonna be testing in voice,
and for our devices and for those like electrical engineering has a lot of potential there with combining it with computer science, because all the Internet of Things stuff that's gonna get mixed with Alexa, with Google Assistant, that's gonna be the future in our future smart homes,
exactly. That's gonna be the final goal, to have like in your fridge, in like everything.
The key was to control the security of Alexa, because imagine like some company knows when you switch off the lights, when you switch them on, when you wake up, and so on. And these kind of things that could be crazy, you know.
That's true. I mean, they're gonna have to regulate it somehow, because you know.
And this is the problem with all technologies, that governments are always like 10 years behind the technology. Like they don't know how to control what's happening right now. They're like 10 years behind, and this is a big problem for our society.
The data, new devices that generate more data, they can be a problem with security, because they can use it whenever they want, but also they are an advanced in terms of the service that this company can offer you, knowing exactly what you want and when you want it and how you want it.
I think, for example, that laws are 10 years behind. Like, they're right now looking at how social media interacts with the laws, and that happened already 10 years ago. Like, what's the point? Like, they should be they should add technology to the governments and to our systems, so that we can track with technology and not always go behind that kind of
that
thing.
Speaking about the government and... I listened and remember the when the CEO of Google
mm-hmm.
went to
To the Congress,
to the Congress, and basically they have a very similar situation with Zuckerberg.
They didn't know what Google was.
Exactly, it was ridiculous. The majority of the
of
Congress.
The questions.
I mean, this is the U.S. That's in the U.S. Maybe
Europe is different. Actually, like when Mark Zuckerberg came to Europe, I think the questions were quite more intelligent. Than, it's not because I'm European, but
For all the USA listeners, we don't mean it like in a bad saying. It's like, you know, whatever. We don't know, but...
But it was crazy. Some questions they were asking them, like, for example, there was one congresswoman that was saying, like, I type idiot on Google and it was Trump's face there.
Yeah.
And the guy was like, what can I do?
No, but that lady made a final point, like, in favor of Google or something like that. But my point was that, and you were saying, security and regulation, all this stuff, it's going to be hard, really hard for the government to understand these things.
Especially if the government is made out of 60 years old guys.
That's the problem with politicians and with politics, that there's so much interest for the bad sense that they just want to, you know, instead of focusing the real problems.
And even for elections, I'm not seeing like a good... election system keeping with technology, like a good integration between government and technology. If you go, for example, for the Spanish government website, it's pretty shit, like the design is horrible, you know. They didn't invest anything in technology to improve the infrastructure, and I think they could benefit a lot.
UK government website is pretty good.
It's really good.
And UK, it's huge, they have so many different options.
You can see, as we talked many times before, how UK is switching between science to technology and how they're investing more, even the government, in technology. And I think that's a right step to take.
Yeah, exactly. But, well, let's focus on boys. Basically.
Go back to boys.
But, yeah, basically, at the moment, nobody have complained about security and all of that. I guess that Alexa and Google, you know, this is starting.
And I guess
right
all
now.
These kind of things, they're going to come with the time. Like.
Yeah, it will. But I guess it's... If any company can like do it right, it's Amazon and Google as well. But Amazon, yes, so you know.
With all the servers and so on.
I didn't want to be biased, you know. Yes, Bezos. They are doing everything really, really good, basically. Like Google as well. I mean, and the good thing is the market is relatively new and. You still have to grow a lot. The people is not used to it. They don't know how it works.
Most of the houses doesn't have Alexa.
Exactly. Not yet. But it's going to be a huge market. So it's going to be room for Apple, Google, Alexa. It's going to be a battle because they want all the market share. Obviously, they're giants. But still, we don't know what's going to happen. Maybe even a new company came.
We've seen that in mobile phones.
Yeah,
we've seen that in many other industries. That
exactly.
Suddenly a
maybe,
new company.
Maybe we should start developing on our own.
Like I'm saying this seriously for all tech developers.
Yeah.
Try it out at least to make Alexa skills. You're gonna regret it otherwise.
No, definitely. And well, we haven't. The thing is, with mobile phones and with a smartphone, what happened is like. Most of the company that came into the game was the big, they were Chinese, and you know their hardware is pretty good and amazing, all the stuff. But what happened with software?
Yeah.
That Amazon, Google, they have a big advantage.
And I think
the
things like software is so open source, like on the internet, there is so much collaboration on the internet and software. And China is kind of like, you know, it has like a blind almost there, you know.
That's true.
Google, with YouTube, like it's a different world.
Yeah, so it's gonna maybe we'll see. We'll never know, but it's gonna be difficult for new companies, especially coming from China, to get into the market. You know, I hope they probably will, but I don't know. But it seems like the trend is to get into the wave of Alexa and Google, and not competing with.
Not company. Putting all your money there, but try it out. Try it out.
Yeah, no, I guess they have been developing this for many years. No?
Goes on the basics of artificial intelligence. All this voice recognition, all this kind of language adaptation is all artificial intelligence that has been developing through 20 years, 30 years, and it keeps developing. Like Alexa is restricted to how good is our artificial intelligence and language recognizing patterns.
Yeah.
So... Yeah, and it's like they're both together in the same path.
Exactly, it's voice, it's artificial intelligence, it's a lot of different things. It's gonna be really good, actually. Yeah, to wrap up, I just want to say that, yeah, we'll test the device when we receive it from hopefully around the 3 of February or something like that. Yeah, we have to wait a little bit. But we're going to test the device and actually see if our opinion...
Exactly. Right, if you guys want, we can make a podcast talking about what are our first impressions and so on about this kind of new devices.
Yeah, and how is it spreading, things that they can improve, and see how we can get into the market of voice with different Alexa skills and all of that. Yeah. So yeah, I think that's it for today. I hope you guys enjoyed it.
You want to say something? I hope you liked it. Leave a like and comment and subscribe to our YouTube channel.
At the YouTube channel, yeah, share a light on a startup and you will see it's the first one with the yellow beautiful logo. And see, yeah, that's it for this podcast. And
see you in the next week.
See you. Bye.
Bye.